What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Scandal and vice, or sugar and spice. It's naughty but nice.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it's Monday. Today, our friend Garrett is off, but don't worry, we've got so much gossip to get to. We can fill the next 20 minutes or so, my friends, if not the whole week. Okay, let's jump into the show. What time is it? It is tea time. Okay, big story here. At the top of the show, everybody's asking, what is going on with Kate Middleton? Where is Kate Middleton? We've not seen her. We've not heard from her. The palace has released no photograph. She's completely disappeared. Some people are saying she's missing in action. Well, where is she? Now, on Friday, the palace addressed this, sort of, by saying they're not talking about it. When Kate initially went into hospital to have her surgery, they said that she wouldn't be returning to public duty until after Easter. So we have to wait another 3-4 weeks at least until we see her or even hear from her, because they're not going to give us any updates. They made that clear on Friday. They said, stop asking, stop calling, stop emailing. We're not talking about it. Kate wants this to be private, and we're not going to talk about it. Well, because of that void that they've created. But what I find fascinating about all this is that Kate and the royal family are managing to keep this a secret. How are they doing that? Well, insiders tell me only a very small bubble of people know. Only a handful, maybe less, people know what is actually going on. So friends suggest that the press's interest in Kate and the public's interest is toxic, and that William is determined to stick by their decision to protect Kate's privacy as she recovers. Other royal members of the family have emphasised that their objective is sequestering Kate to safeguard her privacy. And they've done a really good job of this. She practically has disappeared. They dismiss the idea that the palace should give updates. So we've talked about that on our show. Should they provide us with updates? Do you want to know what's going on? Well, the answer is yes, we want to know. But should they do it? They said no, they don't care what the public think, they don't care what the press thinks. The idea that they would be swayed by media pressure or public pressure is ridiculous. They're not going to do it. Insiders are saying they're handling the situation according to their priorities and their beliefs, and they won't be bullied into changing course. Now, while all this is going on, William and Anne are going to be stepping up because, get this now, exhausted Queen Camilla jets off on vacation. So in the middle of it all, Camilla's decided she needs to take a break from royal duties, yes. So now William and Anne are prepared to step up. There's a few hectic weeks coming up. So the monarch's wife, Queen Camilla, she has been shouldering some additional responsibilities since the king's cancer diagnosis, leaving her exhausted. Well, she's so tired, she's jumped on a jet and she's off on vacation and she won't be returning for at least a couple of weeks. So we have a mess here, don't we? We don't know what's going on with Kate. Camilla's jetted off, King Charles has cancer, and now Anne and Prince William are stepping up to do more within the family. It's bad timing for Camilla. I would have advised Camilla, don't leave the country. If you want to take a little break, do it in England, do it in Britain. Don't be jetting off, stay put. If you want to take a few things off your schedule, not leave the palace, fair enough. But the visual of her jumping on an aeroplane and going to France or wherever she wants to go, to the sun and relaxing, it does not look good. Also, the Kate issue, it's not going away. So the palace has really dug in their heels here. They can be very stubborn. When they decide they want to do something, there's no changing their minds, and I'm not sure I understand why here. Would a photograph, would an update, would a few sentences from Kate hurt? Would that hurt her recovery? Unless she's going through something really, really serious, and I'm talking mental health here, not physical. Unless she's going through something so challenging that she needs to be sequestered just out of the spotlight, then I don't see why they're not issuing at least a photograph or a statement. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. And all this is adding to all the speculation, which cannot be helping, because it's not like Kate is out of the spotlight. Oh no, we're talking about her. In fact, I would argue we're talking about her more, because they're giving us so little information. During all my years that I was a publicist for some of the biggest stars in the world, I often found that if we gave a little bit of information, we took some pressure out of the situation. It's when celebrities disappear. It's when you don't know anything. Think in your own life. If a friend disappears, just vanishes, then you're more interested in that person. If they send you a text, you're probably not quite as excited about it all. And so I think Kate and the family here are making a mistake. It's their choice, but I think it's a mistake. And I think they should give us a little bit of information about this, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Only a really small bubble of people, really small, less than a handful, actually know what is going on with Kate. Is it time for the palace to reveal all? What do you think? It's been a couple of weeks now. We're not going to hear anything they are saying for at least another 3-4 weeks. So is it time? Is it time for the palace to reveal all? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Moving along, Jerry Halliwell. I loved her in The Spice Girls. Did you? Ginger Spice. Well, she's friends with the woman who her husband, Christian, may have sent some sleazy texts to. Oh, Christian. So Christian is a high-powered head of the F1 team. It's a Formula One racing team. And husband to the Spice Girl, Jerry Halliwell, well, he's been cleared in a workplace harassment probe. Let me explain. So he was accused of corrosive behaviour and allegedly sending saucy, naughty texts to an unnamed female colleague. Well, those texts all leaked online and they are racy. Well, Jerry, who married Christian in 2015, so they've been together about 9 years, is so humiliated by this scandal, especially as she is said to be friends with the woman who received the texts. It gets worse. Insiders say that Jerry even recommended the woman for a job with her husband, and this is how she is repaid. It's an interesting question, isn't it? Does it make it worse if your partner send somebody a naughty text, a dirty email, some naughty pictures? Is it worse if you know the person? he or she is sending those texts to. What would you do if it was a friend? If somebody was a friend, well, they should tell you. If one of my friends got a saucy text from Bruce, they'd tell me immediately. But what about if they weren't a friend, but I knew them? If I knew this person, do they owe me the respect? Do they owe me the call to tell me what's going on? Should they text them to me? This didn't happen. Jerry found out about it via the press. When the press got hold of these texts, that's when she found out, and that's when she realised, allegedly, I know this person. What do you think? Does it make it worse? We should point out, too, that Jerry and her husband, Christian, are still together. They put on a united front. They went to a Formula One race together. They looked very, very cosy. So these two have weathered this storm. Moving along, this story's wild. So Taylor Swift's concert in Singapore is drawing a lot of controversy. Let me explain. So Taylor was recently performing a series of concerts, sold-out shows in Singapore. However, her presence in the country has sparked a controversy in the Philippines, as a politician is accusing the Singaporean government of unfair practices. According to a report, a deal was made with Singapore authorities to prevent Taylor Swift from performing in any other country in the region, making Singapore a must-visit destination for her fans in Asia. This exclusivity deal has not been well received in the Philippines or any other country in Asia who wanted Taylor Swift, and now there are reports that she was paid or subsidized millions of dollars to do this. So it looks like a really good business move, but is it a smart move for her fans who now have to travel to Singapore if they want to see her in Asia? Or should have Taylor done more shows? You know, the ticket demand is outrageous. Let's be honest, I don't think Taylor could ever fulfill the demand. But just doing Singapore, not doing the Philippines, not doing any other country in the region, meant that everybody had to travel to Singapore, which a lot of people did, to see her. Is that fair? It's complicated, isn't it? Because you can't control where a pop star sings. When I was living in Britain, the big pop stars, the superstars, the Michael Jacksons, the Madonnas, they only played London. They didn't do Birmingham, they didn't do Manchester, they didn't do Edinburgh. The places that were convenient for me to go, they didn't do. Madonna came into London and she was such a superstar. She did 3 shows in London and left. I'd loved for her to have come to Birmingham. She wouldn't do it, but it's not my business. I can't tell her what to do. However, if a government was involved, giving subsidies, cutting exclusive deals, well, that wouldn't feel right at all. Where do you go to see your favourite pop stars? Do they come to a town near you? The good news in America is the country is so big that the pop stars do tour, don't they? I remember when I was working with Jon Bon Jovi, I toured America with him. I was his publicist for years and I was always on his private plane, going from city to city to city, show after show after show. Gosh, he worked really hard. And the perk of that, as well as working for him and getting paid very well, thank you very much, was I got to see America. I went to Dallas, I went all over the place, Florida, I went everywhere because he did a lot of shows. And so Taylor Swift just does the really big, 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 big cities. Do you like it when pop stars come to you? I'm sure the answer's yes. Oh, this is a disappointing story. There's new reports out that Ken Jennings, who I think's adorable on Jeopardy, his new confidence, now he has the gig full time, has gone to his head. Oh, Ken. So Ken was recently named the full-time host of Jeopardy. Remember, he had been sharing the position with Mayim Bialik? Well, no longer. He now is the full-time host, and it has inflated his ego. So insiders claim that Ken's confidence has grown significantly since taking on the role fully. It's now his job. He's the full-time host, and his behaviour is causing tension amongst his co-workers. Sources are revealing that Jennings' behaviour has become increasingly demanding, from complaining that his suits don't fit to requesting more hair and makeup while criticising everybody. His jokes, if not well received, are very upsetting to him now. He doesn't like that. I've seen this happen. When I had a morning show with Miss D and some other gossip columnists, there was one in particular who got really nasty. She never was nice, but she got worse as the show got more successful. It went to her head a little bit, and it was not a pretty thing to watch. I think because I'd done so much TV before, it didn't feel quite as special to me. I was very grateful to be there. I loved the money, but I didn't really change who I was, because I think I'd done so much before, but she hadn't done very much. And so when she got on this show, she became really, really crazy, really mean. Her ego was out of control. And I think that might have happened to Ken. It doesn't just have to be TV, though, does it? You might have somebody that you work with who just got a promotion, who was a friend. And now they got a promotion. They're not quite as friendly. They're not quite as nice. They're a little bit more demanding. It's gone to their head. This happens too. Bad that it looks like it's happened to Ken Jennings. Okay, quickly before we go to break, this story's wild. Miley Cyrus's mommy is spiraling after claims that she stole her husband from her daughter. You heard that right. So Tish Cyrus, that's the mother of Miley, is experiencing a strained, I would say, relationship with her daughter Noah after the allegations that Tish stole her husband from Noah. So allegedly Noah was dating this guy Dominic. She's 24, he's 54. Before Tish came along, she's 56, and began a romantic relationship with the actor. Dominic is also an actor in Prison Break. So Dominic dating her daughter casually. They were dating for about 8-9 months, but they were together, and then Tish came along and Tish married him, and now the whole family has exploded. Noah did not go to the wedding, but Miley did. Now there's reports that Miley knew nothing about this until recently. How could she not know that her sister was dating this guy? And then her mum married her? She must have known. Sources say she didn't. But this story is outrageous, outrageous, outrageous. We're certainly going to keep on top of it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Ramp Shooter. Hey, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Last show we talked about Kate Middleton's reps brushing off speculation about her recovery, basically saying, it's none of your business. We're not going to tell you anything. She's doing fine. Our question was, do you believe them? Let's have a look. 82% said no. Something's going on. Something's going on with Kate here. And the reason I think we're all suspicious is not because of what happened, but the way it's been handled. All this secrecy, all this privacy. There's something about this that's not quite right. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day. Oh, my favourite part of the show. Kathy Lee Gifford responds to the Bachelor's snub. I love this. It made me laugh. So the Bachelor said he'd never heard of Kathy Lee. He didn't know who she was. Well, now Kathy Lee has responded with grace and humour to the Bachelor star Joey, saying the following. I don't expect him to know me. I've got shoes that are older than that kid is. She is 70 years old, living her best life. She has been a household name in television for decades. She has nothing to prove to anybody. This is a really funny response. Rather than getting nasty or angry or screaming or shouting, no, just laugh it off. She's got shoes older than him. I love it, I love it, I love it. And now our naughtiest of the day, naughty, naughty, naughty. Rihanna is getting criticised for a lacklustre performance in India, where she was paid $6 million to perform at a wedding. So a private gig she did in India for a very wealthy billionaire. She did it last Friday. Well, some videos have popped up online of her performance, and people are saying it looked, quote, boring and even lackluster. So the videos have been circulating on social media, getting a really negative review. Some people even suggesting that she's a scam artist, that she got paid all this money. She barely put any effort into it. One person wrote, quote, she got that coin, $6 million, and said, F you, and can do whatever I want, and that was not a lot. Wow. I don't know. If I got paid that much money, I feel like I'd have to put on a great show, maybe even an even better show. I'm quite conscious about this. I have a really strong work ethic. If you pay for me, I turn up, I do it. Even sometimes when you don't pay, I turn up and do it. Rihanna couldn't really be bothered. She wanted the $6 million, though. I say, you know what? If you don't want to do the show, don't take the money. But you can't take the money and then not put on a show. I've seen this once. Oh, I hate to admit it, but I was in Vegas and I got a ticket. I bought a ticket to see Elton John. I really wanted to see him. He was at Caesar's Palace and he didn't really do a great show. He looked bored. He looked like he didn't want to be there. Now, admittedly, I've seen Elton a few times since and he was great. Maybe it was just an off night. Maybe he was just in a bad mood. Maybe he had a cold. Maybe he wasn't feeling well. But he just didn't really put on a show, and I was so disappointed. Has that ever happened? Have you ever been to see a pop star and it's not been quite what you wanted? Okay, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. I love this quote. The road to success is paved with failure. I failed at something that I really wanted a couple of days ago, and I know I'm going to be okay because I got back up and I tried again. That's all that success is. It's just trying again. The people that are the most successful in my experience are the people that have failed the most. It's a batting average. The more you fail, the more likely you are to succeed. So if you're feeling like you haven't achieved something you really want, if you keep trying and you can't quite get it, keep going. Keep going. Hey, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Naughty Show. You're the co-host today, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.